Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. GEICO's been around for more than 75 years, back when they were using Morse code. Sorry, that's just my sense of humor. What's more, with GEICO, you get 24/7 access to licensed agents on the app, online, or over the phone, so you can talk to them at night or in the morning. So forevermore, just know that no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. More power to you. GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Coming up next is the Del Harris Show. We're talking high school hoops in the greater Richmond area. Facts, interviews, analysis, and so much more with the coach. Don't touch that dial. The Del Harris Show is coming up next here on WHAP 1340.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Del Harris Show here on Fox Sports WHAP 1340. I am your host, Coach Del Harris. We appreciate you joining us, and Happy New Year, along with our co-hosts, the Big Dog and D. Wade back in the house. Glad to have you guys back.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thanks for having us back. Thanks for having us back, Coach. Great to be here.
Hey, good. And Happy New Year. Hopefully you had a safe holiday with the family and everything.
Survived more or less, but yeah, we're definitely looking forward to a new new good 2017. How about yours, Coach?
It was good. Obviously, full of a lot of hoops. Two tournaments before Christmas break, and then one after the Christmas holiday. So good. But, family, friends, always most important. But, D,
I was good, man. Spent a little bit of time here, and then went to the other side of the family and. Baltimore, so spent some time up in Crab Cake Central. I didn't get any, but I was up in the Baltimore area, so it was good to be with family and loved ones.
Good deal.
Still a good time of year to get crab cakes right now?
Yeah, year-round up there.
Yeah. Year-round crab cakes, you got to love it, folks. Well, hey, we're here to cover some high school hoops. Again, glad to be back and bringing some of the action to you. So much to catch up on. We missed it the other week during the holiday break, but we're going to dive right into it. And we got a special guest who covers high school basketball all over the greater Richmond area and in the state, Mr. Josh Matthews, the managing editor at RVA Game Break. So he'll give a great analysis. He's seen almost everybody in the area, so that'll be a very in-depth interview coming up a little later. But just some things touching on before we take a quick commercial break. Again, the Happy New Year to all. But games canceled here for Monday. Games canceled, obviously, public, private schools. There will be no action going on Monday. Once those games are rescheduled, we'll get that up to you. And then, you know, we're going to talk about some of the recap of the holiday tournaments. Trinity with a big win, 14-0. I know the Big Dog and D-Wade will touch on that later. But Trinity, they actually won a couple holiday tournaments, not just one. But they won the Henrico Holiday Tournament, St. Chris. Going out there, winning the holiday tournament, the Matoka Fort Lee as well. Manchester, a good young ball club with some senior leadership. They won the Douglas Freeman tournament. And, again, it's just been good ball. We're just touching on a couple things, but we'll go over some of that a little bit later. And we'll talk about some of the private schools and a bunch of different things as holiday tournaments as well. John Marshall actually got out of the 804, went down to Atlanta, participated in a national event down there. And then some key losses. You hate to hear that, but part of the game, some talented players are injured. Other guys got to step up, so we'll touch on that. And I know, Big Dog, you're going to dive into the top 10 poll.
Absolutely, yeah. Definitely touch some base there. Obviously, we've had some cancellations, but still had a lot of good games this week without the snow going on. And just to go through what the Times-Dispatch had recently for their most recent top 10, which is obviously a great reference point for the area in basketball. Obviously, always a good ranking for us. And they had Hermitage at 10 this week, and they had actually a close game over Tucker, Coach. I know that was a bit of a surprise. And then we go to Henrico, who was ranked number 9 this week. That is one game that did go forward. They had a big game against Highland Springs. Mm-hmm. JoJo Morris, I think he had about 25, dropped it in. That was a big game against another top 10 opponent. Verina was ranked right below them at number 8, according to the poll. They just cruised by Armstrong in their most recent game. And just touching on those three teams right here, Coach, before we delve further, What jumps out to you about those three right now?
Well, you know, I actually had a good talk with Coach Wright last night, and Tucker's a good team. You know, I mean, they got the kid Robbie Barron over there. They got some good young talent. You know, on paper, it was one of those games that Hermitage maybe was supposed to win by 20, but it was a little close. But you know, Tucker's just a hard, tough team, well-coached team. And Hermitage kind of has their ups and downs, you know. I mean, they're just as talented as anybody. And then Henrico, I mean, Coach Harmon always has his guys prepared. I had a chance to see them, and you know, obviously in the holiday tournament as well. You know, backcourt of JoJo Moore, and then Tamon Jones. I mean, you know, they're under 5'10", and they can give you everything you want. Those guys can fill it up, and that's a big rivalry playing against Highland Springs. And in Verina, they're as good as anybody. You know, it's a Verina and LC Bird League over there in that conference. Andre Watkins, Kenneth Sutherland, Coach Lacey. We had him the other week as a guest, so he'll have those guys prepared.
Yeah, and obviously we're probably going to touch on those teams a little bit more here, Coach, but just a lot to pack in here.
Mm-hmm.
What we had at 7 this week for the Times-Dispatch was St. Christopher's. Obviously, they had a really big game against Trinity this week.
Mm-hmm.
That was going on in the ice this past weekend, and Trinity did have a big win. You know, not to take anything away from St. Christopher's, obviously Trinity's still undefeated at this point. That is why we're going to reference them later on here in the poll.
Mm-hmm.
Anything you just want to jump out at St. Chris here, Coach, or anything in that game this week?
Well, you know, we talked about in the previous show, Alex Petrie, pound for pound, probably best, one of the better guards in the state. St. Chris, you know, well coached by Hamill Jones. They're going to go as far as Petrie takes them, but I think the guys, Amir Bennett, some of those other guys you don't hear about, Eric Thomas, I mean, they got some talent. So, you know, I think it's just those other guys stepping up and being factors. But they'll be right there. You know, I'm not looking forward to playing them two, possibly three times in the prep league. And that's a rival game. You know, that gym was packed. You saw on the news you couldn't get a seat there, that St. Chris game. And St. Chris coming off a big win in that tournament, which we talked about earlier. So they're a dangerous ball club.
Yeah, and I look for them to actually go a little bit higher in the rankings here, Coach. And obviously, Highland Springs was rounding out the bottom half of the top 10. We did obviously touch on them briefly about that game with Henrico this week. I do want to mention before you touch base, Makai Becton coming back from the football team. Put up, I think, 15 and had a double-double. Really, really good first game back.
It kind of reminds you of Big Baby a little bit. You know, back in the day, Big Baby Davis played at LSU, played in the league for a little bit with the Celtics. Anytime you're – I think he's a highly recruited offensive lineman. I mean, we're talking about big boys, you know,
mm-hmm.
SEC, ACC talent. Anytime a big fella can move like that, get up and down the court, then also clock the lane, you know, he just adds that inside presence. So, you know, they're very formidable over there with him in his addition to back. And we scrimmaged them earlier this year, Coach Tennyson, first year replacing the legendary Coach George Lancaster, doing a heck of a job. And I know he was waiting to get his football guys back. So now he has his whole team back. They're coming off a state championship run, so watch out for the Springers.
It just really shows you what kind of an athlete he is, you know, just being able to be in a football shape and immediately just come back and already transition. Just shows you what kind of footwork he does have, as you mentioned there, Coach.
Mm-hmm.
And as we jump into the top five this week from the Times-Dispatch poll, Monacan was number 5. They really struggled with the James River squad that I know a couple of us who had gone to Monacan when James River was formed. We know how deep that rivalry can be and how it was when it was formed. So that was quite a shock.
I actually talked to Coach Blazer. Coach Blazer, a first-year coach at James River, doing an outstanding job, has his guys well-prepared. And, hey, Monica's a defending state champion. And I think what happened, I wasn't at the game. I know D tried to make it out to Monica this Friday with some of those games that were canceled. But I think Monica had their eyes on that big LC Bird game. You know,
that's what I think. You know, you see such a big game on the schedule when you got to remain focused on the team that's in front of you. And that team in front of Monacan was James River at the time. They were looking at Friday instead of that game. And I think they overlooked the Rapids.
And that's no disrespect to James River, but it was a 60-38 win. Logan Norton, outstanding sophomore who I really like, has great composure at 14. Young man Kendrick had 17. So, I'll be interested to see when those two teams lock horns again. But, again, they're well coached. I know James River, they stick to their scout. And they're a good young team, man. Watch that program. But Monica will have to get back on track whenever that LC Bird game is.
And, yeah, we are anxiously waiting to see when that game is going to reschedule. And we'll see what Monica can do to bounce back from that. Obviously, we've already touched on, or I should touch on Godwin, who was number four in this past week. They might take a little bit of a hit, even though the loss they suffered was actually to the number three team, John Marshall, in the poll. Obviously, John Marshall, we talked about him on the pregame show. A lot of height, very athletic team, big front court. You know, what did you think or anything you took away from that match between the Godwin and Marshall?
You know, Godwin is just great composure. You know, we had an opportunity to scrimmage him earlier this year. Coach Thomas does an outstanding job, and a big shout out. We always want to give a big shout out to the local kids. A big shout out to Coach's son, Dylan Thomas. He'll be attending. He committed to Roanoke, so he'll go play in the ODAC. It's always good to see a guy playing D3 and kind of staying locally here in the state. But they're well coached. They run their system. They know what they're doing. They're a team who beat Hermitage earlier by 20 this year. So to lock horns with John Marshall for it to be a close, I think it was 53-48, John Marshall, Fisher, and Thomas, we just spoke about Fisher. Tim Fisher had 15. Dylan Thomas had 12. But then, you know, you look at Isaiah Anderson. He's 6'7", very versatile. Big Greg Jones going to JMU. Young fella, DeMar McCray over there, had 11. John Marshall, they're just going to pound you. They're going to pound you. They're athletic. They keep coming. I didn't even say Isaiah Todd. They're talented freshmen. So they got a lot over there. And
don't forget the Mr. 6'11".
Yeah, well, you can't forget the young fellow over there. So two good teams. They'll be at the top of the polls all year.
Very nice. And obviously the cream is rising to the top. We still have two teams that are still undefeated locally. The first we'll touch on, as we've already mentioned, is Trinity. Obviously, Coach, very, very good team. You've seen them, obviously, firsthand already. I believe you will see them again here shortly. Anything that, you know, maybe you've taken away that hasn't already been talked about, Trinity?
First of all, I mean, they're 14-0. They've won, I think, two or three tournaments already. You know, the coach does a great job. Coach Hamlin does a great job over there. I've known Rick for a while, played against him. When I was a 4-Union Military Academy guy, and he was a Trinity guy, date myself for a little bit. But
we are old.
Yeah, yeah. I am. You can't see the gray hairs right now in the beard. We're in the studio. But, Trinity's good. I think they're going to go as far as Jason Wade takes them. So Jason Wade, the transfer from Hanover, he's 6'4". He's a grown man. Had some serious Division I offers. I know he visited Providence, been offered by several CAAs, I think ODU as well. His father played at Old Dominion. So he's kind of their guy. I think he's the guy that makes them go. But
the straw that stirs the drink.
That's what he is. And then, you know, they've got the biggest front court, I think, in the state who can actually play. And so, I mean, that's no disrespect. Like some guys, some schools have a kid who's 6'9", maybe 6'7", but not as coordinated. And these are two young men. I mean, you know, the Baycott young man, he's a sophomore. I think he had 30-some against St. Chris. You know, he's been offered by Georgetown, Virginia Tech, Virginia, you name it. So then you got Zach Jacobs, who's no slouch either. You know, he can in any given night get 30. He had he's going to JMU. So I think just that presence. And I know, D, you've seen him.
Yeah, I have seen him. They're the real deal. They really are. And, you know, again, we kind of touched on it the preview show, having having, you know, three options with, you know, L.C. Byrd, you know, having seen Trinity firsthand, they have three options as well, Baycott and Wade and Zach. And, you know, just to touch on, and I know, Big Dog, you talked about it, but, you know, the game against St. Chris, I mean, Baycott had 28 points and 12 rebounds. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, that's a big stat sheet, but also, I mean, he had two assists. So he's also looking to facilitate even being a big man. Jason Wade, as you mentioned before, 6'4", about 210, he's a junior. He had 25 that game against St. Chris. And also Zach Jacobs, the senior, he tossed him 15. So, I mean, they come at you with waves, three different, you know, kind of standouts for those guys. And that's, you know, that's one reason they're 14-0.
Yeah, so. And you get them here soon, Coach. So I know you played them real strong recently.
And I'll make sure I'm there at that game.
Here we go. No, again, well coached. It's a rival. We're not getting too far ahead of ourselves. We got a big game coming up Tuesday at St. Ann's Belfield in Charlottesville. But every night in the prep league is a war, being new to it. But really not new to it because I played in the league, so I know. But we look forward to getting Trinity a second time. And to be honest with you, it probably could be like a four-game series, like an NBA series. We know we got him two more times in the regular season, and if we have any desires to move on to the postseason, we'll see him again in the prep league or possibly again in the state. So,
yeah, and the games you played was a great, outstanding game. I mean, it's 54, I think 48 was the final score. A couple of missed opportunities, but you guys were right there, you know, during the game.
Yeah, well, they're just as talented as anybody. We pride ourselves on being a defensive ball club, and so we'll put our hard hats on again, throw the ball up next Friday night, see what happens, and we held Baycott to a season low 6 points, so we'll gonna be hard to do a repeat of performance there.
The only request I have is, can we give my boy number 15 Justice some more touches, please?
Yeah.
Can we give him some more touches? Off the coming down the baseline and jamming with two hands. I said, oh my goodness, this guy needs some plays drawn up for him.
Well, yeah, this show's not about collegiate, but we'll throw a little quick 10-second love to Evan Justice. He was an all-conference player last year. Left-handed young man, can jump out of the gym, but he's actually a left-handed Division I scholarship baseball player going to NC State. So that's his first love, and he's out here playing some basketball, having some fun.
Very nice. And obviously, as you had touched on earlier, Coach, do want to, you know, again reference that Trinity did win a couple big preseason tournaments. So obviously, they're not just dodging cream puffs out there. They're taking on all comers. And obviously, number one, as they've been all year long, still undefeated, LC Bird. Obviously, no problem with Wythe. We were really all, I think, looking forward to that game with Monacan this past Friday. As D. Wade mentioned, Mother Nature obviously had other intentions.
Yeah.
We'll get a makeup date for that. Coach, obviously, you know, we do know what to expect from Bird for the most part. You know, tell us how far they can go or what else they can do.
Well, you got three guards that can go. You can beat anybody. So, you know, you can't press them. They're always going to be under control and they have great poise. Coach Mann's an experienced coach. They've been there. And just, you know, watching the Carolina game on Sunday, Carolina NC State, and you see the loss of a Kenny Williams, who guys getting time at Carolina, and they just they reloaded, you know. But with Haskins, Wiley, and now the young man who transferred from Clover Hill, the Dillard kid, they're very good. So now they had that early matchup in the year against Verona, so it's going to be in that conference, it'll be Verona and LC Bird. So I'm intrigued to see that matchup again. But LC Bird's as good as anybody. This is their chance this year to make a run.
Yeah, as you mentioned, you know, number one from – we'll see if they can go, you know, beginning to end from start to finish, number one in the poll. And that does wrap our weekly RTD poll this week. Again, LC Bird, number one. We will see what some of these makeup games are. And, Coach, I'm going to turn it back over to you. As we get ready for our special guest coming up.
Yeah, we'll have a special guest joining us here very briefly. We'll take a quick commercial break, and we'll come back, talk a little hoops, and then we'll be looking forward to, again, Josh Matthews, the managing editor of RVA Game Break, going to tell us what that's all about. He does a great job here in the community for high school basketball, getting out, and he's seen everybody, so we definitely wanted to bring him on. But don't touch that dial, folks. We'll be right back after a quick commercial break.
Harrison Paving, remember that name. Family owned and operated since 1965. Harrison Paving handles subdivision, private roads, driveways, commercial, residential, and ceiling. That's Harrison Paving, where they roll over the competition. Harrison Paving can be reached at 434-636-7283 or 804-706-6163. Email harrison-paving.com. That's Harrison Paving. Schneider Chevrolet has an extensive inventory of new and used cars and trucks and SUVs. If you're looking for a quality new or used truck, Schneider Chevrolet has the rugged Tahoe as well as the popular Silverado 1500. Schneider offers a fantastic selection of vehicles under $15,000. Stop by Schneider Chevrolet today, 5200 Oaklawn Boulevard near Fort Lee. In business since 1966, Schneider.
Diesel Concepts has over 35 years of experience repairing and servicing small and medium-sized diesel trucks. Serving all of Petersburg, we are specialists in Duramax repair, Power Stroke, and Cummins repair. We are also Jasper Installation certified. Experienced on all light and medium-duty trucks, we're the professionals for service and repair. We proudly offer performance upgrades to keep your diesel running smoothly. Walk-ins welcome or call 804-733-2055.
with Food Market. Ask Saul Brothers and Sisters to change your life to Almighty God. Respect our officers of the law. God bless our community and our officers. This message from Abraham and with Food Market. With Food Market, now open 24 hours a day, serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner all day with free coffee included. Specials include 6 packs of soda, $2.99, a case of fish, chicken, or bacon, $49. With Food Market, 840 East Whip Street, grocery headquarters in Petersburg.
Teeth giving you trouble?
Boy, am I tired of eating Sue.
You need to see a good dentist. Richard W. Bates in Colonial Heights. Dr. Bates has been in practice for 28 years, treating all his patients like family. If your needs are simple checkups or major dental work like crowns, implants, or dentures, Dr. Bates can do the job and do it properly. Remember, whatever your dental needs, contact Dr. Richard W. Bates, 3610 Boulevard in Colonial Heights. You may never have to eat soup again.
The Beacon Theater is up and running. The Beacon Theater, Hopewell's entertainment showplace since 1928, is again bringing to Hopewell and the Tri-Cities performing artists ranked number one in the entertainment world. There's no longer any need to travel big distances to see the best. You can see it right here at the newly renovated Beacon Theater, the shining light in the Tri-Cities entertainment world, 401 North Main Street in Hopewell. Call 804-446-3457.
Looking for sports here in the Tri-City area like you haven't heard before? Check me, yours truly, Mike Knox and the Solon Sports, weekdays 5 to 7 p.m. right here on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 a.m. Hopewell.
Looking for exotic food at reasonable prices? Elephant Thai, the only authentic Thai restaurant in the Tri-Cities located in the Crossings Shopping Center in Hopewell, is the place for you. Don't like real spicy food? Every meal at Elephant Thai can be customized from no spices to your desired level of spices. Exotic desserts, soft drinks, and alcoholic beverages are also available, including beer from Thailand. Elephant Thai, your spot for an exciting dining experience. Call 458-2885. That's Elephant Thai Restaurant in the Crossings Shopping Center in Hopewell.
At Aria Family Chiropractic, some of our doctors are runners, others are swimmers, and others are tending to families, doing yard chores, and sometimes acting like weekend warriors. We understand if your back is bothering you, even right now. It's possible that the years of playing sports, carrying your kids, gardening, or even sitting at your computer are catching up to you. Aria Family Chiropractic Centers in Colonial Heights, Petersburg, and Richmond may be able to help you and other members of your family live a healthy and pain-free life. Using only gentle, holistic spinal care. So if you don't have time to be a couch potato, call us. Our experienced doctors will uncover the reason you're in pain and treat you with natural solutions to your health care problems. Make an appointment at Aria today. Call 804-526-7125. You don't have time to sit around. Most insurance coverage, including Medicare, is accepted. We provide natural solutions for a pain-free life. 804-526-7125. ARIYA Family Chiropractic.
Fox Sports Radio 1340.
They're able to step up to the microphone during the hardest of times.
Giving you Tri-City sports.
I live there. That's my home.
I'm a homer.
We're the home of the Wizards, the Orioles, the VCU Rams, the Hopewell Blue Devils, March Madness. Welcome home. This is the new Fox Sports Radio 1340.
Let's go back to the Del Harris Show here on Fox Sports 1340.
Happy New Year, folks. Again, welcome back to the Del Harris Show after that quick commercial break. We appreciate the recap there of the top 10 Times Dispatch poll, just talking about some of the better teams in the area. But again, we cover it all. We don't want to try not to omit anybody and try to give you as much analysis and input as we can. Again, excited to have a special guest joining the show, joining the big dog in D-Wade today. We have Josh Matthews, the managing editor of RVA Game Break. Josh, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing, Del?
Good, doing well. We appreciate you taking the time. I know you've had a chance to almost see everybody, so we wanted to get your analysis. But first of all, you know, I always like to start with the unknown. For those who don't know about RVA Game Break, please, yeah, tell me how you got started and, you know, exactly what it is, you know, the mission of what you guys do.
Well, myself, I got started back right out of college. I went to Radford University. My first assignment was covering Jackie Bradley Jr., now with the Boston Red Sox, when he signed to South Carolina. Since then, I've dabbled in different journalism projects, got on in a small paper called the Village News. That's in Chester. They just cover four schools, L.C. Byrd, Metoaka, Meadowbrook, and Thomas Dale. Started doing that beat once I got it set up. To be honest, I was kind of bored, so I decided to add on the rest of the county, then more. And as time has gone on, we've just kind of grown through social media. I guess you could call us very grassroots in that nature. And, you know, we've become RVA Game Break, a big social media audience. You know, we're starting to see a lot of web traffic, just a lot of growth everywhere. And personally also, I've written for the Richmond Times-Dispatch a couple of times and also for the Miami Herald. So I've done a few things outside of Game Break, but it's just kind of become my little baby. I also work with Thomas Dozier, which a lot of folks in the Tri-Cities might recognize. He was a sports editor of the Progress Index for a couple of years back in the Petersburg basketball heyday with Frank Mason and all those guys.
Well, no, I know you're doing an outstanding job. I know I was able to see you at a couple holiday tournaments over the break, and we talked some hoops, and it's important. So what you're doing is much needed in this area with so much high school talent, you know. But I'll let you go ahead, and we'll kind of just give an overview of kind of what you've seen, and we'll let you go as in-depth as you want, players to watch, and kind of a breakdown of what you've seen so far. And
Josh, this is the big dog, and thanks for taking the time. A pleasure to chat with you. I just wanted to ask you a few quick questions here about Conference 3. We haven't really touched a whole lot on it. Anything that's jumping out? You know, obviously we touched a little bit on Monacan. Manchester is obviously on quite a roll right now. Just tell us a little bit of insight of what you think is going on with the conference right now, Conference 3.
Well, you know, I would think Conference 3 is kind of the wild card conference in the area. On paper, none of the teams are ultra-talented. They all have some talented pieces. Probably not teams that would contend once they advance to regionals. Last year was kind of a similar situation with Cosby and Clover Hill. Once they got to 6A South play, they you know, succumbs pretty early there. Manchester has been an interesting team, as you touched on. They've won seven straight games. They won the Douglas Freeman tournament over the holiday. And they have a couple of guys that, you know, have done pretty well. Nathaniel Hutton, I think, is a kind of a low-level college prospect that people should watch out for. Just a very poised guard. He has an underrated offensive game. He definitely leads the way for them. Offensively and defensively, he's like the hustle guy that's going to shoot a few threes for you, and he can take you off the dribble as well. So right now, you know, I think Manchester's probably the front runner in that conference, but it's wide open. I'd say that James River, Cosby, Thomas Dale, and Clover Hill, all those teams, you know, once we get to the conference tournament, I think anything could really happen. Franklin County out of Roanoke is also in that conference. I do believe at last update I got on them, they had not won a game yet. So maybe they won't be as much of a factor come postseason. But a couple other players you got to touch on in that conference. One player you might be familiar with, Dell, is Caden Ajdawi. He's a senior at Cosby. 6'7 kid. He just picked up an offer to Division II Millersville. For those of you that are not Division II basketball aficionados, that school is in Pennsylvania. He's also getting scholarship looks in volleyball from various D2 and D3 schools. Cosby as a team has been up and down, kind of inconsistent, but I think all the teams in the conference have kind of displayed that. Manchester's been hot, but every team kind of has like a loss that might be a head scratcher for their respective head coaches. And, you know, all the teams have also picked up a win where you look at it and you're like, hey, you know, maybe they're a little bit better than some of the other teams in the conference. And another guy I have to talk about in Conference 3 is Logan Norton on James River. He was on Millwood last year, a very tough kid. He leads their team in scoring and is probably their best all-around player. And the first-year head coach there, and Andrew Blazar, he came over from Glen Allen. And he's done a good job getting everything together. And he's got a number of young pieces that as they gel and as things go along, you know, I think that and over the next couple of years, you could see River in the mix for a conference title. And, you know, maybe even this year, they certainly had a huge win over Monacan this week. I think they won by 25 points.
Yeah, we were all shocked by that one.
Yeah, you know, and I think a lot of folks, like, we have our top eight every week on the website, and, you know, we had taken a little criticism from some Monacan fans on our ranking. I think we had them at seven, but
uh-oh,
you know, based
uh-oh,
off who they played, based off who they had played, we, you know, and talking to their coach, you know, they hadn't peaked yet, and the coach is saying that, so just, you know, but that's Conference 20, but just touching on a couple other guys, Junior Jaleel Lang at Clover Hill. He's played really well. They have a couple of other pieces. Mike Burfoot is a highly intelligent kid. He's had some interest from MIT, which is a crazy engineering school in New England, and that's a Division III school athletic-wise. He's a college guy. And then Thomas Dale has a kind of a very mixed bag of some talented pieces. Najee Callender has been a name I've seen a lot in stats lately. Good for a double-double. Good front court type player. So that would be Conference 3, you know, in my opinion.
No, I think well said, man. I think you covered it. Also, Manchester's got a young man I really like too, Colin Harden, sophomore young kid. He really can fill it up. But I definitely agree with what you're saying there. Kind of shifting, moving to Conference 11. Godwin, Henrico, Hermitage. What are your thoughts on them? You know, from seeing that conference.
Well, I didn't cover North of the River in basketball last year, so I can't speak much to Mills Godwin's history. I do know they had that kid, Brett Boussin. I believe I'm pronouncing that last name correctly. He was a great shooter. They lost him, but they seem to have kind of filled in the gap with a kid named Dylan Thomas, who committed to Roanoke College this week. They actually played John Marshall very close, losing 53-48. Kind of slowing the game down, presenting that shooting thing. And I think Marshall at times is one of those teams that, you know, has a problem playing another team's style. So they also beat Henrico, which is the eyebrow raiser for everybody in the area, because you don't think Mills Godwin's going to beat Henrico. It was at Mills Godwin, which certainly helped, so they have a great fan following. But Godwin's a team to watch because Conference 11, you know, they've already beat Henrico. Hermitage has been a very up-and-down team. So you got to think for picking
Godwin
teams to go to regionals. Right.
No,
so
Godwin beat Hermitage by 20.
Right. So Godwin's looking good right now. And then Henrico, you really can't count out any team coached by Vance Harmon. He's always got those guys on the ball. They play very hard. They're all very quick. Small guys, all quick. He's got a few shooters, JoJo Morris. Toyana Lewis came over from Armstrong. Family moved to the area there, and he's got shooters, and he's, you know, got a big guy, DeMarco Suggs, who can clean up inside a little bit. So, you know, they're a wild card as well. Who knows? And they could do some damage once they got to the spot they need to get. And then moving on to Hermitage, like I said, you know, they're a team that came in, and they have probably three or four guys on the roster that could play D2, D3 hoops. Tim Coward, Rocky Person, certainly has probably been the story for them, and Torres Settles as well. And they've kind of like early on, they got blown out a couple of times, and then they played some teams that are younger or maybe not as good pretty closely, evidence like a 5-point win over Tucker this week, who had a tough time in the Henrico tournament. So, you know, you don't really know what to expect with them lately either, but Rocky Person is a legit college player. Randolph Macon has been at several of the Hermitage games that I've been to watch him. He had set a school record with 7 3-pointers in the game last week and then followed that up with 5 3-pointers. So he's getting a stroke going, and he's a guy that can give you 25 a night in and out of the gym.
You know, Coach Rice does a great job, and I know Rocky well. He's a guy who's in the gym at 5 in the morning working on that, and just depends on what Hermitage team shows up. So moving right along, D.
Yeah. Hey, Josh, Happy New Year, man. This is Richmond's D-Wade. I'm not the real D-Wade, but I'm the fake D-Wade. But wanted to delve in a little bit to Conference 12. You know, it looks to be as Elsie Berg and Verona are the cream of the crop, as a lot of people know. However, you have Prince George, Matoaka, Highland Springs. Like, what do you think they need to do to disrupt maybe those top two at Elsie Berg and Verona, or is it even possible?
I think it's possible. Right place in the right time. You know, I think that it's easy to overlook the bottom quadrant of Conference 12, so to speak, because you have Bird and Verona at the top. Prince George and Verona played a very close ball game. Verona won by 3 this past week.
Okay.
And you know, Travis Carr has done a good job with Prince George. I think a lot of folks kind of expected a little bit of a drop-off after they lost Corey Hill, who's at Massanutten Military, and Savante Chapel, who's at Christopher Newport. But they really have not dropped off that much. And they could be a dangerous team. I think, you know, Dell had some firsthand experience with Matoaka, although Collegiate played them very close. They were able to get the win. And Terrence Whitfield is obviously a very talented player, and you know, he's going to play college ball somewhere for sure, maybe even football. He's a great wide receiver. And Holland Springs, you know, I always joke, I think that some of these old guys kind of look like mob bosses, and Reggie Tennyson has the look of a tough guy, like the tough guy. So, and I told him that, and he laughed at me. He probably thought I was crazy, but you know, but he's a very nice guy, soft-spoken. I think he does a good job with the kids, and they're just they're an interesting team because they're so long and athletic, and it's not your typical kind of finesse Collin Springs team that has the flashy guards. It's more of a lunch pail group, as he called them, and I think that, you know, hard work does well. And a lot of these guys, people probably don't remember, Collin Springs almost beat LC Byrd in Conference 12 semifinals last year, and that would have turned the world upside down in Region 5A. So that was Lancaster's last game, and they gave Byrd all Byrd wanted. You know, it was a good effort by Lancaster and company, and you know, even though it was a loss, not a bad way for George to go out after, you know, crazy career. Yeah. But at the top there, Byrd and Verona, you know, you're going to have to bring your A game to beat them. I think Byrd is kind of a cut above everybody. They're just so deep. Jalen Dillard, he transferred over from Clover Hill. He's been probably one of the best available kids in the area, talking about kids that aren't signed or haven't gotten a whole lot of college attention. He's averaged like 24 points a game over the past 2 weeks, and these are against some good components. They went down to the Reebok Invitational in Hampton and did well. Pinky Wiley, their point guard, I love his game. Excellent heads-up point guard. He can score, and he's only got three offers. You know, like, and sometimes coaches will come up to me and some of the other basketball gurus in the area and talk about point guards. We need a point guard, and like, hey, well, why aren't you watching Pinky Wiley? Mario Haskett. I'm sorry, but yeah, pound for pound, just tough. Like, he's smart and so cerebral, and I love his game. And then, of course, you got Mario Haskett, who's headed to Harvard, and Cam Henry, who's another guy who's super talented without an offer to date. So that, he could be – that's an upside guy to me. Getting by the time he's a senior, crazy for you.
Definitely. Well, Josh, you're spot on, man. And I want to cover these couple other conferences here. We're running a little low on time, but just kind of give us short and sweet. We'll go Conference 20 and then 20, 25, 26. But Conference 20, Huguenot and Monacan?
I think that's who it's going to come down to at the end. Huguenot's got a lot of size. Deshaun Ridley, 7-footer Eric Rustin, and they have a good guard in Keon Lewis. All those guys are going to help and lead the way. They've been inconsistent. Monacan kind of the same way. They lost a lot off of last year's team. And I think that a lot of folks in Chesterfield want to believe that, you know, Monacan can go back and win that state title. And I'm not saying they can't do it because anything's possible. But last year they were definitely a Cinderella. It was definitely a Cinderella story. They were the lowest seed in the state tournament and ended up winning it and played a heck of a game to beat Lake Taylor. That was just an awesome atmosphere to be at. So I think Conference 20 comes down to those two. Conference 25 we can go over really quick because I want to give Colonial Heights some credit. No one really thinks about Colonial Heights as a basketball school, and to be honest, it's because they're not. However, last year they finished 500. That was their best season in about 15 years. And then they've got this ultra-athletic kid named Brandon Smith, who is an all-state wide receiver. He's averaged over 20 points a game for them this season. And he's somebody that I would guess that not many college coaches know about because I don't really think you have Colonial Heights on your short list of schools to scout, and they don't really get out to a lot of tournaments. So they're a little bit more of a hidden gem. But if you're a college coach listening to the show or AAU coach looking for some players, check this kid out. He's very athletic.
We need to put him on your list. And then
26, I would assume next.
Yeah, and obviously John Marshall is, you know, the front runner there.
Yeah, when you have a D1 player in your every slot in your starting five, you know, tough to compete with that. But they have shown that they can be played with. They beat Armstrong on a buzzer beater by JMU commit Greg Jones this year. And Armstrong's a young team, didn't lose any seniors from last year. John Marshall also got played close by Mills Godwin and got beat by Verina. So while they are kind of the Goliath, you know, they're not, you know, there's always a David that I feel like, you know, could step up and play with those guys. And then Armstrong,
Josh,
young.
Josh, do you think John Marshall does have the best starting five in the area?
Based off scholarships, yes. But otherwise... I mean,
I love your honesty, man. I love your honesty.
Yeah, I mean, I just think that you could throw different looks at him and you could beat him. Like, you know, I think that head-to-head with Bird, I think that Bird would have a pretty good shot at him for sure. I think that Trinity would also have a good shot at him. So having, you know, and this is not a dig on John Marshall. I love Ty White. He's one of the most cooperative coaches, you know, that I deal with being media. But, I think they're beatable, and just because they have the most offers and they get the most noise doesn't necessarily mean they're the best team. Now, they should be in the mix for 3A, absolutely, and I think that there'd be no surprise that outside of IC Norcom that they're not in the mix at the end of the season.
Mm-hmm. And they had a tough battle with Norcom last year. So, and then just finish it up, you got the private schools?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, we talked about Trinity so much. And of course, we all know about them, but anybody else in the private schools?
I really liked what St. Chris did in the Tri-City Classic. Alex Petrie is just like, I don't know, the crossover guy. I love watching him play. Hard-nosed, tough. He's got such a like a developed body. He's wide. He can take a beating in the post, and that's going to suit him so well, especially in the Patriot League, where, you know, tough guard play reigns supreme. It's like that in all the smaller conferences. The fact that he can shoot from NBA range is another great ticket for him. And I've been super impressed with Amir Bennett, too. The first few times I saw him, I don't think he had excellent games. However, ever since then, every time I watch him, I'm like, darn, this kid can play. And I just think he's getting better. And Hamill Jones said that he thought this was going to be Bennett's breakout year. And at this point, I agree with him. And, you know, touching on, I saw got the opportunity to see Dell's team play, like what I saw to Jack Wyatt. He got a very balanced and disciplined team, great defensive team, not a clear offensive guy that's going to take over, but so much discipline that, you know, you can win ball games without that true go-to guy. Benedictine, I think it's hard to say if they've underachieved, but, you know, like I said, I've seen some. The fans don't seem to be happy with the fact that they didn't win the game at the Capital City Classic. And, you know, they haven't been the Benedictine that we're accustomed to. But they have Seneca Lewis, who's got an offer from Georgia, who's certainly a can't-miss prospect. And Henry Coleman, who's only a freshman. But I think he's going to be one of the most exciting kids we talk about over the next 3 years.
Yeah, is Benedictine as bad as their record says?
It's hard for me to say. I saw them against John Marshall, and they were underwhelming. You know, Marshall just kind of cruised in that game. I didn't even think Marshall played particularly well, and they won by 15. I don't know if they're that bad. The thing is, in the Benedictine tournament, they didn't play Millwood, and that's the only team that I have a running knowledge of. They played a lot of other private schools that are from outside of the area, so it's tough for me to say. Yeah, you know, they're struggling. They're not great, but they haven't put up the, you know, it's not the normal Benedictine success. They kind of have a nice little tradition going there, and this year hasn't been quite the same as what I've seen the past few years.
Yeah. Well, Josh, man, again, I appreciate the in-depth analysis. Again, I just wanted the listeners to get a chance to hear more about the great things you're doing and the coverage that you're doing on these young men here in the greater Richmond area. And we'd love to have you back anytime. You're welcome. We definitely will have you back towards once we get through this January, February, got into the playoffs. And I know D Wade's got a question here before we run.
Yeah, Josh, I know. You know, Dell kind of touched on it. How do people follow you? It's Facebook, Twitter. How do people follow you in your in-depth analysis?
Well, mainly we are on Twitter at RBA Game Break. Of course, rbagamebreak.com is our URL. Okay. We post, anywhere from 6 to 12, maybe 15 stories a week. Just depends on what's going on in the news cycle. So we always have fresh content. We're on Facebook as well, RBA Game Break.
Okay.
Awesome. Well, tell me real quick before you go, man, what games are you eyeing this week? Are there any games you think you're eyeing this week or some contests you're looking for coming up here in January that you want to get to and see?
I'm probably going to whiff on this question because I don't have the schedule memorized. I'm like a day-to-day kind of guy with everything I've got going on.
I got you.
There's going to be so many good games. And in this area, just, you know, it's a blessing to be able to cover an area that's so deep. And, you know, you can go to any game and it might be a great game. I saw a great game last night. St. Chris cut up with Trinity for a little while. It was a great atmosphere. Henrico Highland Springs ended up being another classic in that series last week. So you really don't know. So, I mean, everybody just needs to go out and watch a basketball game every week, and you might be surprised at what you get.
Well, I'm going to go out and throw a bone. Next Friday, Collegiate versus Trinity, round two at Collegiate in the brand-new gym, College Court. It's free. We want everybody to come on out. Should be a good battle. Prep League Hoops.
Josh, that is Friday the 13th, though.
Oh, I don't leave the house on Friday the 13th or when it's less than 32 degrees outside.
Me either. So, hey, Josh, man, we appreciate it, bud. Be safe out in the snow, and thank you again so much, man. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dell.
All right.
Thanks, Josh.
And, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back wrapping up the Dell Harris Show here on Fox Sports WHAP 1340.
E. Alvin Small, Funeral Homes and Crematory on the Boulevard in Colonial Heights and on South Crater Road in Petersburg, has been family-owned and operated since 1952. In your time of need, count on E. Alvin Small Funeral Homes to provide caring, courteous, and professional service to all the players, family members, coaches, and friends. Congratulations from everyone at E. Alvin Small Funeral Homes serving our community. Call 526-3400.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-8233. 800-430-8233. 800-430-8233. That's 800-430-8233.
Boy, man, I had a rough night's sleep. Boy, whew, I got a letter from the IRS yesterday, and I just couldn't sleep. Man, I'm dying here. Somebody help me.
IRS problems affect more than just your finances. If you're ready to take back control of your life and you owe more than $10,000, you need to call the tax doctor. Their expert staff can immediately protect you from the IRS and state collectors and get you the best possible tax settlement guaranteed. The IRS has recently released new programs geared in helping struggling taxpayers, where you may qualify to settle your tax debt and wipe out up to 85% or more of what you currently owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the tax doctor right now. See if you qualify to pay less. 800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. Again, 800-603-9359. Has your health insurance changed, or is it about to change? Are you or did you move to a different state, change jobs, get a divorce, get married, or have a baby? Then you know what? You may qualify for a special health insurance enrollment period for the affordable Obamacare plans. And to find the right plan, you can get free help right now from Health Markets. They'll help you choose the right plan from over 140 different companies, plus help you maximize your Obamacare free government subsidies. Why pay a penny more than you have to for health insurance? Call anytime, day or night, to learn more about the special enrollment period to qualify for Obamacare. Here's our number. 800-608-1830. 800-608-1830.
800-608-1830. Not available in all states.
Do you use catheters? At Comfort Medical, we understand your needs. Nobody wants to use a catheter, but because you have to, let us help you make it an easy and virtually pain-free process. At Comfort, we've been a leader in home delivery of medical supplies for years. You know us, and you can trust us. We have hundreds of catheter styles to choose from, and if you're covered by Medicare or private insurance, you can get up to 200 catheters per month at little or no cost to you. We have catheter specialists standing by right now to help you select the best catheter for your unique needs. Call now and speak with a friendly catheter specialist. 800-819-8313. 800-819-8313. Remember, with Medicare or private insurance, you can get up to 200 catheters a month at little or no cost to you. So call right now. 800-819-8313. 800-819-8313. 800-819-8313. That's 800-819-8313.
Fox Sports Radio 1340.
They're able to step up to the microphone during the hardest of times.
Giving you Tri-City sports.
I live there. That's my home.
I'm a homer.
We're the home of the Wizards, the Orioles, the VCU Rams, the Hopewell Blue Devils, March Madness. Welcome home. This is the new Fox Sports Radio 1340.
Let's go back to the Del Harris Show here on Fox Sports 1340.
And welcome back to the Del Harris Show here on Fox Sports WHAP 1340. We appreciate Josh Matthews' outstanding job being on the show. We really appreciate that. Wonderful with some in-depth analysis. Also, always want to give a shout-out to our sponsor, Ortho Virginia, doing an outstanding job in the community, helping with a lot of sports injuries and prevention and all that. We definitely appreciate them. But one school, too, that we missed, rushing for time there, Millwood, had them as a guest last week, Coach Jones. I do love the outstanding job he does. Obviously, his big three, DeAndre Thomas, Miles Gibson, and Big Ben over there. So all those guys, multiple Division I offers. So they're just as talented as anybody. Another shout-out, Kamani Donovan. Kamani Donovan, I thought, could come in and lead the area in scoring this year. Young man had a knee injury, will miss the remainder of the season, I believe. So we best wishes to him over there at Deep Run High School. We hope he gets healthy. I know he has an offer by Lincoln and a lot of other college interests. So big loss for Deep Run over there. And DeMonte Buckingham, player of the year last year from Henrico, guy won two state championships, 22 points the other night as a freshman. Few and far between, folks, where freshmen get a chance to get monumental minutes and be a factor. Sherrod's doing big things over there as well, and just always great to see local kids doing well. But I just want to give a couple of those shots out before we wrap up the show. D-Wade, I know some games, something you're looking forward to this week.
Yeah, real brief, man. I know we're kind of crunched for time, but again, I want to thank Josh for checking in and give us some insight and analysis on, again, the plethora of high school hoops that we have in the area. Actually, to switch gears for like 3 seconds, I want to give a shout-out to the Dukes of James Madison.
Hey, go Dukes. Go JMU. How about that?
Second FCS championship. Looks like the ground game and special teams kind of helped them the other day win that championship, so congrats to them. Real quick, I know Big Dog's got something he wants to kind of relay. Elsie Bird this week, dependent on Mother Nature. I guess they play Huguenot on the 11th. I know the 9th is probably not going to happen due, again, to the schools being closed and stuff like that. So the next game on their schedule looks like they'll be visiting the Huguenot team on January 11th. Also, I'm going to probably try to sneak out to the Hopewell-Thomas Dale game. You know, just something kind of not that I normally go to, but I want to see, again, the talent that we have. Young man Faison Taylor is leading Hopewell in scoring with 17.8 and also leads him with steals at 2.5. So those are kind of two games I'm looking forward to. Big Dog?
They also got those big teams over there at Hopewell, too, so that'll be a good one.
Right.
Yep.
Absolutely, yeah. And as you mentioned, we are just short on time here, D-Wade. Just going to try and get out to a few games this week, a couple that are on my itinerary. Obviously, Mother Nature is going to agree to let us watch some basketball this week. Obviously, midweek, a big one, Glenn Allen and Henrico. One that I am interested to get out and see. Obviously, Henrico with that big win over Highland Springs See, you know, how are they going to carry themselves after that win? Is there any going to be any kind of letdown? And then, obviously, we've mentioned Friday the 13th. Anything can happen. As us old men know, just avoid anybody with a hockey mask. but a couple of big games that night. Verina, Highland Springs, that's going to be a big game. And, obviously, of course, I got to throw it to Coach. That Collegiate Trinity game, me and D-Wade are both looking to be
out
there.
I may have to show my face there. That seems like that's going to be a great contest there.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of green in the stands, and it'll be a good one. We'll see what we can do. Before we go, wrapping it up, any college or NBA that you saw out there that over the break or the week, a game or a player or something that caught your eye?
The guys whose name I cannot pronounce for who hit the game winner for the against the Knicks.
For the Bucks?
Yeah, the Greek freak.
The Greek freak.
The Greek freak, yeah. Antetokounmpo, you know, Dan Patrick, they were having a contest who could actually say his name correctly. But, yeah, that kid looks like something special.
Yeah, and also shout out to BCU. Looks like they've won about seven straight. They were able to beat UMass 81-64. Now 13-3 overall with 3-0 in the A-10. I don't think they will be in the top 25, maybe next week, but not this week. I got to have a couple more signature wins, but we'll see.
And in other news, Grayson Allen did not trip anyone.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
As we tell the young players, next play. All right, so we'll go on the next play. One thing I'll wrap up the show with, too, talking college hoops a little bit, the ACC. And I think this is good for all young people. I try to encourage my players, AAU, high school, people with the Del Harris Basketball Academy, to watch as much basketball as they can, because you want to become a student of the game. And if you just watch the different styles of ACC play, you don't know what you're getting in, night out. You know, one night NC State beats Virginia Tech by 20. The next day, Carolina beats NC State by 30. The next day, by 50, excuse me. The next day, Virginia, who's just as talented as anybody, they start off on the road at Pitt, then they lose. And then the next day, Pitt goes and gets blown out. So
Georgia Tech beat North Carolina, and then they got their high parts beaten by Duke, I think, by 50, right?
There you go. Yeah. There you go. So the point and the moral of the story is a lot of games going on this week, high school and college, but you don't win the games on paper, folks. You win them between the lines. So go throw the ball out there. Have a great week, folks. Be safe in this snowstorm. Again, those games that were canceled today here on Monday, but it's kind of good they were canceled. You get to listen to us, huh?
Yeah.
But, no, those games will be replayed. Some people do them at the end of the year, or some, if they were not a conference game, might not be rescheduled at all. But, anyway, check with your AD, check with your high school coach. Be safe out there. Have a blessed, safe week. Again, thanks for listening to the Del Harris Show here on Fox Sports 1340, presented by Ortho Virginia. Fellas?
Thank you. We'll see you folks next week. Thank you.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. Yes, while GEICO could help you rack up more moolah faster than you can say metamorphosis, they've also been the fastest growing auto insurer for more than 10 years. That's more like it. Furthermore, GEICO has fast and friendly claim service. That might seem like an oxymoron, but it's not. All the more reason to say no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. GEICO, expect great savings and a whole lot more.